Volumes of Value presents insightful audio reviews of nonfiction books. Expand your horizon with our select list of books which impact society. This episode reviews Battlefield America, The War on the American People by John W. Whitehead. Whitehead, published by Select Books, 2015, print length, 412 pages. About the author. John W. Whitehead is an attorney and author who has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. Whitehead's concern for the persecuted and oppressed led him in 1982, to establish the Rutherford Institute, R-U-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D, the Rutherford Institute, a nonprofit civil liberties and human rights organization whose international headquarters are located in Charlottesville, Virginia. He produces a podcast titled Freedom Under Fire with John W. Whitehead at www.rutherford.org/podcast. Also by John W. Whitehead, A Government of Wolves, The Emerging American Police State, 2013. The Freedom Wars, What You Can Do to Preserve Your Rights, 2010. The Change Manifesto, Join the Block by Block Movement to Remake America, 2008. About the book, Publishers Weekly states, quote, in this potent follow-up to A Government of Wolves, Whitehead, a constitutional attorney and the president of the Rutherford Institute, continues to investigate what he sees as an increasingly aggressive, fascistic America that the Founding Fathers would find offensive. Whitehead's scathing tone matched in the foreword from former Congressman Ron Paul can be heavy-handed and strident, but he presents the U.S. government as a hyper-militarized, twitchy, easily offended, suspicious, locked down, paranoid, all-seeing bureaucracy that uses fear and paranoia to reduce civil liberties in a calculated post-9/11 scam of terrorism and national security. He uses the responses of heavily armed police forces to recent incidents, including the Boston Marathon bombing and the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, as indicators of an occupying army. Whitehead scores points when addressing needed reforms in the court system, education, and individual rights to privacy. Following his literary forebears such as Orwell and Huxley, he warns, quote, either we gather together now and attempt to restore freedom, or all will be lost, end quote. Detailed and provocative, Whitehead's call to take the U.S. back before civil liberties vanish mostly rises above boilerplate rhetoric and hysteria, end quote. The book's contents include 34 chapters. The foreword is by Ron Paul. Part 1 is titled A Declaration of War. Some chapters' titles are Chapter 1, It Can Happen Here. Chapter 2, Welcome to the Police State. Chapter 3, A State of Martial Law. Part 2 is titled The War on the American People. Some chapters' titles are Chapter 12, Lessons in Indoctrination and Compliance. 13, Snitches for the Police State. 14, The Double Standard in Defense. 15. Who's to Blame for Battlefield America? Part 3 is titled The American Police State. Some chapters titles. Chapter 18, When Police Shoot First and Ask Questions Late. 21, The Complicity of the Courts. Chapter 22, The Mastermind Behind It All. Part 4 is titled The American Surveillance State. Some chapters titles are Chapter 28, The FBI, America's Thought Police. Chapter 31, Welcome to the Post-Human Era. Part 5, titled The Resistance. The chapter's titles are Chapter 32, Are You a Slave or a Rebel? 33, Militant Nonviolent Resistance. The last chapter, 34, Prisons Without Walls. Nadine Strossen, former president of the ACLU and constitutional law professor at New York Law School, says, quote, Constitutional attorney John W. Whitehead makes a compelling and urgent case in Battlefield America for Americans to unite under one common goal, the defense of our freedoms, end quote. Llewellyn H. Rockwell, Jr., author and chairman of the Mises Institute, says, quote, John W. Whitehead is freedom's defense lawyer. He'll never give up, and neither must we, end quote. The book is also endorsed by Dr. Ron Paul, 12-term U.S. Congressman and former presidential candidate, Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary, U.S. Treasury, and former Wall Street Journal columnist and editor, Nat Hentoff, syndicated columnist and historian, and the Honorable Andrew P. Napolitano, senior judicial analyst, Fox News Channel, distinguished visiting professor of law, Brooklyn Law School. This book's popularity is demonstrated in the fact that its Amazon rank is number 261 in the category Political Freedom. 304 customer reviews rate it an average of 4.6 out of 5 stars. We end this episode and declare, writing is revolutionary. For more than 5,000 years, the information density and format efficiency of the written record is the gold standard for sharing knowledge. Please like, share, and subscribe to Volumes of Value.